The Gemara in Sefer Avos Daf Chesma Beis quotes the pasuk in Daniel. The pasuk says, "Vamaskilim yizaru kizoya rakia." The smart ones will shine like the shine of the sky. Matzike harabim kechavim loyelam voed. So explains the Gemara, "Masirim yasiru," refers to zeh dayin shadon dem emes lamitai. Refers to a dayan who paskins a din Torah properly. Mefarshim will point out what is pshat in the wording of the Gemara shedon din emes lamitoi. They explain two pshatim I saw. One pshat is sometimes you'll have a dayan who's completely honest, but even though he's completely honest, the two people who are standing in front of him at the Din Torah, one happens to be a friend of his, and one happens to be a person who is not a friend of his. So it's not that Chas V'Shalom he's doing anything dishonest, but he's treating the friend as a friend. He's nicer to his friend, not Chas V'Shalom in a dishonest fashion in any way. Still, the other person who's standing there will obviously be somewhat uncomfortable that this is what's happening here at the Din Torah, that one party seems to be treated better than the other party. And that's why the halacha is, he asked the Don Din Emes Lamitoi, that there should be no trace in any way that anyone should assume that he's not treating them both equally. But the other pshat, which is a much more well-known pshat, is that sometimes you'll have a Din Torah, and you'll have two parties at the Din Torah, and it seems, as one stands at the Din Torah, that everything that, you know, you listen to Adim, and you listen to the claims that both parties are making, and you follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch, and if you do all of that, one of the two parties should be the one that obviously should prevail in the Din Torah. But the dayan should not take that approach. Rather, the approach that the dayan should take is the approach of emes. What does the emes tell me? What does it really seem is the person that's supposed to prevail? Don't did emes lamitoi. Go with the emes. Don't just say, well, this is what's happening and that's what I'm going to continue doing. Continues the Gemara. Matzdike rabim kechavim loyelam voed. That refers, says the Gemara, to the Gabbai Tzedakah. But b'masnisa tana, the Braisa explains the pasuk differently. Maskilim yashiru kezoya rakia. Who does that refer to? Zen dai shadon din emes lamitoi v'gabei tztoka. This part of the pasuk refers to the dying who paskins honestly and to gabei tztoka. Umatzdika aram kechavim loyelam voed refers to the melamdei teloikus. And the Samsaif explains that why did the Braisa not want to learn like the first approach? Says the some cipher, because according to the first approach, the pasuk "Matzdike harabim kechavim loyel avoid" is referring to Gabbai Tzedakah. And what is the pasuk saying? Loyel avoid, that this will be the situation forever. Says the Chasam Sofer, the Braisa, the Bamasnisa, doesn't want to have a situation that forever we will need to give tzedakah, that forever we will need to have Gabbai Tzedakah. Therefore, he prefers to say, the Braisa, the Masnisa, prefers to say, Matzdike Arab Kecham Loyim Avad, refers to the Melamdei Tanaitis. So the Mefarshim all try to explain why, the Mefarshim all try to explain why do the Melamdei Tanaitis, why they considered like the Matzdike Harabim. So the Mashah explains that those who teach children Torah are the ones that are guaranteeing the future of Klal Yisrael. And since they are the ones that are guaranteeing the future of Klal Yisrael, they are considered the Matzdikei HaRabim Lo'olam Vo'ad. They're creating the Lo'olam Vo'ad, the continuation of Klal Yisrael. Along the same, the Chasam Sofer takes a different approach. The Chasam Sofer's approach is that we know that the stars in the sky continuously travel in the sky. They never stop. So says the Chasam Sofer, and that's really, as we'll discuss, what it seems to be saying in the Gemara. A Melamed Tanoikis, an effective Rebbe, is supposed to be working with his Talmidim all of the time. The Gemara Masechta Erevin, Daf Nun Dal Rama Beis, teaches us about Rav Preda, who taught his Talmud the same Gemara 400 times, constantly working with the Talmidim. The Ben Yoyada has a different approach. He says, when we look at the sky, the stars seem to be much smaller, certainly smaller than the sun and the moon. But really, they're bigger. The reason they look smaller is because they are so far away. He says, that's the way it is with Melamdei Tanoikis. The real stars of Klal Yisrael, the most important community in Klal Yisrael, are the Melamdei Tanoikis, are those that teach our children Torah. But they're so large and they're so big, but we don't appreciate them. They're like the stars. They look to us small, but they're really very big. Tosfos Divrei HaMaskil Matzdikei asks a question. Now, from the way we're learning this Gemara, particularly the opinion of the Braisa, it seems that Melamdei Tanoikis are more choshev than Gabei Tzedakah. Because our Gemara says that the Melamdei Tanoikis are mashirim kekoychavim, whereas the Gabei Tzedakah are only like the Rekia. But he asks that the Gemara Masechet Pesachim, Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, it seems that Gabei Tzedakah are more than Melamdei Tanoikis. Because the Gemara says, La'olam yimkar adam mashiyesh loy, a person should sell everything he owns, v'yisabas Talmud Chacham, in order to marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. Loy motzabas Talmud Chacham, if he didn't find such a woman, yisabas Gabei Tzedakah. Loy motzabas Gabei Tzedakah, yisabas Melamdei Tanoikis. So there the Gemara says it's better to marry the daughter of a Gabei Tzedakah than the daughter of a Melamed Tanoikis. Isn't that a proof that the Gabei Tzedakah are more important than the Melamdei Tanoikis? So Tosfos says that the Rekia that's referred to in our Pasuk, that the Gemara is explaining, the Pasuk from Daniel, the Rekia that the Gemara here is referring to is a place that gives off more light than the stars. So therefore the two Gemaras are very much, very consistent. The Sfas-Emes, however, takes a different approach. The Sfas-Emes says like this. There's two different concepts that are being discussed here. One is the concept of who is more choshev. And that our Gemara clearly is teaching us that a Melamed Tanoikis is more choshev than a Gabei Tzedakah. The Gemara over there is talking about who is the family that you should marry into. Regarding that, the Gemara says it's better to marry the Bas Gabei Tzedakah. He says, because the Gabei Tzedakah spends more time at home, and a father's influence on his daughter is very profound, and therefore he serves as a wonderful positive influence on his daughter, and that's why she's a better girl to marry. The Tzlach says the same concept, but he has a different reason why he feels it's better. He says that clearly, our Gemara says that Melamdei Tanoikis are more choshev than Gabbai Tzedakah. However, says the Tzlach, when it comes to marrying, you're better to marry the daughter of a Gabbai Tzedakah. Why? So he says something interesting. I'm not sure he says that that's what the way it should be. Maybe he's referring to the way it actually is. He says, as is clear in the Gemaras that we learn here, that before they appointed somebody to be a Gabbai Tzedakah, they did a lot of investigation to make sure that the person was really worthy to be a Gabbai Tzedakah. So therefore he says, the Gabbai Tzedakah, we checked him out before he was appointed to this position. Since we checked him out before he was appointed to this position, we know that he is the person that is worthy of this position, that he's a very exceptionally reliable and worthy person, and therefore, we know who he is. However, he says, when it comes to appointing somebody to be a Melamed Tanaikis, we don't necessarily make that serious type of investigation. So therefore, we have more of a basis to know who is the Melamed Tanaikis, to know who's the Gabbai Tzedakah, and that's why preferable to marry his daughter. The Ksav Sofer in Parshas Bereishis asks the question. Our Gemara says, "Umatzdike harabim ki koychovim loyelam voed elam melamde tanoikis." So he asks, why does the Gemara specifically point out or speak about the melamde tanoikis, those who teach young children? Why don't we speak about people who teach older Talmidim? And the argument could certainly be made that that is more important, because children, although they have an obligation to learn Torah, they don't have a chiyuv, they don't have a mitzvah. There is a chiyuv, they have a mitzvah to learn Torah. So since they have a mitzvah to learn Torah, shouldn't it be more choshev the people who teach adults more than the people who teach children? So the Ksav Sofer explains as follows. When a person leaves the world, we know that a person dies, he can't perform mitzvahs. However, if a person, for example, taught Torah, so even when he's no longer in the world, as our Gemara says, "Umatzdike harabim kechachovim lo'olam voed," the Torah they taught, the Talmidim that they leave over, who continue learning Torah, they remain even when the Rebbe is no longer here. And that's why, says the Ksav Sofer, our Gemara compares the Melamdim to Kechavim. Because as we explained earlier, even though we don't necessarily always see the stars, they're always in orbit. They don't stop. So too, these tzaddikim who teach Torah to others, even when they're not here, even when they're not teaching, they remain. However, when you teach someone, there's no guarantee that your Talmidim will succeed. On the contrary, Chas v'Shalom, sometimes the Talmidim can end up not going on the right path. And the Gemara Masech Techulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amen Aleph, teaches us, Kol Amam Talmud She'en Ahogin, if somebody teaches Talmidim who don't act appropriately, is Kol Zorik Evel Makulus. Very powerful words. It's like he's worshipping Avodah Zorah. So now, somebody's teaching adults, He's taking a risk. Yes, the schar could be fantastic, but it could also be very dangerous. Like the Gemara in Masechet Brachos Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis quotes Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai saying, as he was leaving the world, Beis Drachim Lefanai, there are two paths in front of me, and we don't know where he is. We don't know when we leave the world where we'll end up. And the same thing when somebody has Talmidim, we don't know what will be with those Talmidim. But that's all when you teach Gedolim. Ketanim, who are innocent, you don't have that risk. And that's why the Gemara speaks specifically about Hamalamed Tanoikis, someone who teaches young children. Another pshat that I saw is that somebody who learns all the time is compared to the Rekia. He gives off light. But somebody who learns with young children, many times it prevents him from really growing. You can't say deep divrei Torah to young children. You have to keep it simple with them. So now the question is, by me teaching young children, I don't shine the same way as if I was learning by myself or I was learning with adults. But, says the Gemara, who does HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciate? Who does HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciate? Specifically, Melamdei Tanoikis. Because we don't see, just like the sun, just like the stars, we don't see their light, but it's there, and it's even maybe greater than the other light that's in the world. Here too, we don't necessarily see such great sipuk, such great satisfaction, such great divrei Torah when we learn with Talmidim who are young. But that's the star. That's what's important. The Gemara continues, Kigoy Man. Asked the Gemara, is the example of an individual of a Malama Tanoikis? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Kuroin Rav Shmuel Bashelus. It's Rav Shmuel Bashelus. And the Gemara tells us the Rav Ashkechel Rav Shmuel Bashelus, Tavakoi begins, so he met Rav Shmuel Bashelus standing in the garden. Amalei Shaftech Leminosech, and he asked him, you gave up your job, you were a Malama Tanoikis. Amalei, so he said, Hotlei Sishonim Dolechazili, for 13 years I haven't come to look at this garden. Hashtanami, and even now, I think about the garden all the time. A Rebbe is supposed to be teaching about his, thinking about his Talmidim all the time. So Mashar says, what's pshat? That just like the stars, we don't necessarily see the stars, but they're there all the time. So too must be the attitude of the Rebbe. Even when the Rebbe is not in the classroom together with the Talmidim, even the Rebbe is not in the classroom together with the Talmidim, he's supposed to be thinking about them all of the time. Another pshat that I saw was the Gemara says, that the Medrash says, B'mnei Bonav Shel Haman Limdu Torah B'mnei Barak, that the descendants of Haman are those that taught Torah in Bnei Barak. And the Medrash continues, or Maninu, who was that person that was a descendant of Haman that was teaching Torah? Says the Medrash, Rav Shmuel Bashelus. Haman, we know, was the one who wanted to eradicate from Klal Yisrael Limra Torah. So his descendant, Rav Shmuel Bashelus, did just the opposite. He taught, not that he only teach Torah, but he taught them, he taught the young children Torah. And by teaching them Torah, that's the way he was masakin what Haman, his grandfather, tried to do. And then I saw that it's not just coincidental that the Gemara says that he was standing in a garden. Because we know that if you want your garden to grow, you have to work on it. You have to plow, you have to seed, you have to tend, you have to water. You have to put a lot of work into your garden if you want your garden to grow good fruit. The lesson Rav Shmuel Bar Shailas was teaching us, I go out to the garden to learn from the garden. I go out to the garden to learn from the garden that just like if I want to have my garden to be successful, I have to put a lot of effort into it. So too, if I want my Talmidim to succeed, it doesn't happen by itself. I have to put in a lot of effort.